Now, the next three chapitlach, Chavtes, Lamed, and Lamed Aleph, we could go through really much more quickly, because the section of Iyev, or perhaps of all Tanakh, that's filled with the most pathos, that arouses the emotion, is the next two kapitlos, Chavtes and Lamed, where Iyev talks about the beautiful, wonderful life that he used to live many years back, and how he enjoyed kovod, and how people respected him, and he had every form of happiness that one could imagine, and at the same time he struggled to do chesed to people day and night. He never was concerned with himself and always concerned with others, and how now he's suffering from every form of suffering imaginable. And it's in these next psukim that we really have the pathos that's there in Iyev, that one feels could bring out the feelings that one should have on Tisha B'Av, the feeling of empathy with those who suffer. So we'll take a look at these, and we might be able to cover Chavtes, Lamed, and Lamed Aleph, which will give us the completion of Iyev's answer to all his friends, and yet will arouse in us such an empathy, a mitzvah feel, a sort of an emotional response to what Iyev is saying. Vayosef Iyev says Mesholei Vayomer, and he continued, and he said, Mi itneini ki yarche kedem ki meil ekai yishmereini. He speaks about the child in the womb of his mother, and he says, if only I would be able to return to the early months of my existence when I was forming within the body of my mother, and it was then that a lamp hung over my head, sort of, and when Hashem Yisbor protected me, Ihiloi Neiroi Ali Roshi, when his lamp glowed over my head. And I'm sure you recognize that in the words of the Python who gave us the Nigan of Chai Hashem Avorach Tzuri and the Hilei Neira Yalei Yorshi. Rabbi, say, you're surely convinced by this time that a lot of the great Kadmoinim knew Nevi'im and Shuvim backwards and forwards. There's something else to discover. To discover that fact among the Lomdish Achroinim. But they all knew these things. L'oiroi eile choshech. And to his light I went through in the darkness. The Gemara in Nidigrad speaks about these psukim and tells about how the child forms in the mother's womb and how the Malach teaches it Torah while divine light hovers about his head, and the Malach comes and teaches it to learn from these psukim. Yarche kedem kimei l'kayish merein. Kasher ho yisi b'mechorpi. Like it was for me when I was very young, we mentioned that word earlier. Yisoyde l'ka'alei oli. When the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was above my tent, in other words, when I lived understanding and learning the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmah, the Soid, Ba'oid Shaddai Imodi Svivoisai Ne'oroi. And he's growing up further, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with me, and my children surrounded me, and picture of happiness, the picture of family, domestic life, which when it's successful, it provides, there's nothing more beautiful in the world. When I could wash my feet in butter, a symbol of wealth, and it's as if stones around me just poured out streams of oil. When I would go out through the gates of the city, and I would sit down and rest in the street, take his patient, leisurely walk where the Zikanim gathered in the Shar Ho'ir, and I spoke about that last night. Ra'uni Na'orim V'nechbo, So youngsters would see me and they would hide out of great cover and great respect for me. Rather, this is the pasuk is discussed in the Gemara when Rabbi Lozer came to Eretz Yisrael and he saw Rabbi Yochanan, and he ran away from Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was offended because it was customary in Eretz Yisrael for a Talmud to walk over to a Rebbe and greet him and say Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Umayri. And here Rabbi Lozer ran away from him, and Rabbi Yochanan took that as an insult, because this was the way of insulting people in Eretz Yisrael. And they told Rabbi Yochanan, don't be offended, he comes from Bovel, and in Bovel they practice what it says in the Pasuk, Ro'uni Ne'orem V'Nechvo. Bishishim, and old people, Komu or Modu, they stood out of respect for me. Sorim Otsur B'Nilim, great Sorim whose words were law, would hold back their words when I was there, and they would wait to hear what I had to say. V'chaf Yosimu L'Piyim, they would put their hands over their mouth. And Koil Negidim Nechbo, princes would hide, and they would not be heard. Ulishoinam Lechikam Daveko, and their tongues stuck to the roofs of their mouth as they sat in silence waiting for me to speak. Ki Oizen Shomo, and an ear that heard words coming from me, Vatashreini, praised me for it, thanked me for it, for speaking with them and for advising them and talking to them. Va'ayan Roaso, and if an eye of a person saw me, and he felt honored by just having seen me, Vatihideini, and he would repeat it over and over and call witness to the zchus that he had to be able to look at me. And Ki Amaleit Oni Mishaveya, and what did I do with myself? I didn't sit back and enjoy this respect and walk around arrogantly. I would help and rescue a poor person who cried out in pain, the Yosaim, and the Yosaim Veloy Oizerloy, who had no one to help him. Birkas Oive Dolai Tovoy, and those people who were lost, whom I helped, and there were so many of them, their brochas would fall upon me, Belev Almono Arnin, and I would make sing the heart of the Almono, Tzedek Lovashti, and I clothed myself in Tzedek, because that's what I did the whole day, to provide Tzedek to people, Ayu Bosheni, and it was this Tzedek that clothed me and honored me, Kami'il Vitzonef Mishpoti, the mishpat that I dispensed, the justice, the kindness to people, was to me like a cloak and like a hat. Einayim hoyisi lo'oiv lo'iver, I acted as eyes to the blind. Ve'adlayim lapiseach oni, and I helped the lame person walk through the street. I held his hand and supported the lame. This is what Eev did with himself, how he recalls those wonderful days where he could be matis to people and help everyone. The poor and the helpless depended on Eov. I was a father to the poor, and if two people had a quarrel and I knew nothing about it, I would study it and bring peace between them, settle their differences. And if there was an evil person, the misalois are like the canine teeth which beasts of prey have, these long curved teeth that I used to rip apart flesh, for a shavra misalois avol, I would break the misalois, the canine teeth of the evil person, umishinov ashluch terev, and from between his teeth I would throw out the prey and the victim flesh that he victimized, and save that person. And leading such a life, I said to myself, for Oimar, I said, imkini, with my nest, with my children, Egvo, that's how I'll finish my life, and I'll die of old age, a happy, contented person, deserving all the good things that were happening to me. Dechachoil, and like the sand Arbe Yonim, I would live for a long and happy and productive life. Shorshi Posuach Alei Moyen, it would be like a tree whose roots were open to the waters, who always receive the wetness that they need for their continued growth. The Tal Yolin Biktiri, the Ktirin means the shoots and the new leaves that come out in the spring, of the blossoms that come out, that issue forth from the tree, are always called Kotzir, similar to the grasses that grow and provide for wheat, which are cut, Kotzir, Tal, and the dew coming from the heaven, the Tal Shemayim would be there in my Kotzir, Kvoidi Chodoshimodi, and my kovod and my respect would always be new with me. I would appreciate it. I would have it with me all the time. Bikashti biyodi tachlif, and my weapons would constantly change, because when a person uses his bows and arrows and he stretches them many, many times, eventually they lose their power. They become, you know, no longer elastic and as powerful like they used to be, and you replace it with a new one and another one. My weapons, my power would always regenerate, and I would have them with me forever and ever. Lishomu v'yichelu, to me they always listen, and they hope to hear advice from me. The Yidmu, when they were quiet, l'mayatzosi, towards the advice that I gave them. Achrei dvori lo yishnu, they never changed once I spoke to them. They would always follow what I told them. V'oleimoy titoif milosi, and upon them my words would drip as rain, life-bringing rain, drips upon the soil. The yichalu kamoterli, and they would wait with hope towards me as you wait for the rain. Ufihem korul malkosh, and they would open up their mouths, just hoping that the second rain, the malkosh, should come. Like people who, farmers who experience a drought and wait for rain, and when it comes, they just open their mouths and drink in the rain. Eschak aleihem lo yaminu, if I would smile to them, they would hardly believe it. Or ponai lo yapilun, and they wouldn't believe that the light shining from my face would fall down upon them. And this next pasuk is quoted by Chazal many times. Evchar darkom, I would choose their paths and guide them and tell them how to live. The eshev roish, I would always sit at the head of groups of people. The eshkoin kemelech bigdud, bagdud, and I would sit like a king sits among his battalions of soldiers, honored royally. Kasher Avelim Yenachem, when he is Menachem Avelim. Now, what's this last phrase, Kasher Avelim Yenachem? The Chazal darshan it one way to say that Minayin Lonu, that an Ovel sits up front and that you give covered, he sits and everyone stands, and it is honored. So, the fact that the Ovel is Yoshev Yosh, we learn from the Pasuk, Kasher Avelim Yenachem, Al Tikri Yenachem El Yenachem. I thought perhaps of a poshut pshat, bringing out the same idea. And very often Chazal had that idea to use a twist upon the words to bring out the real pashtus, the hidden pashtus of the poshut. Because when the king sits among his battalions and he sits among anyone, he's always the center of attraction. And you never notice it more than when the king comes to be Menachem Avelim, because the Ovel is always the center of attraction. And everyone looks at the Ovel and turns to him and addresses him, and there could be a huge crowd of people, and the Ovel is the center of everyone's attention. The only time that changes is when the king comes. And it's all halachas when the king is Menachem Avelim. The Gemara speaks about it in the second Perek in Sanhedrin. And when the king comes, so despite the fact that till this moment that the king passes, the Ovel is the center of attraction. But at that moment, the king remains as always the center of everyone's covet. All eyes are upon the king until the king passes. And from there, we could learn out that the Ovel is always the center of attraction. Because when you know that the king is the center and that he's always at the head, when he comes together with the Ovel, who is always in front, and yet the eyes of everyone depart from the Ovel and they face the king. And that shows us how nishpod the king is, that even in the presence of an Ovel who is the single nishpod in his group, still the king remains the nishpod. So that shows us what the Gemara is trying to bring out with the remez of Drash, but the remez is always intended to bring out the deep Peyer Shamikra.